Hello, what?
What's up? What's
I thought you were doing it together.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Go on, mate. Happy birthday to you.
This is getting shambles. Hello, welcome to the White Noise Podcast. Birthday special.
Yay.
Episode something.
62, I believe.
So not that old. Half of that.
31?
Yeah.
Wow. Maths, mate. Look at that.
Yeah.
Still got it, mate. Hey?
What have you still got?
Still got what?
Yeah. Well, I was pointing at you, like, you've still got your good maths.
I didn't do anything.
You did the quick maths, 62.
No, you did the quick maths. I just sort of agreed with it. I could have been bluffing there.
That an amazing bluff from, you know, an old timer, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Still got it.
I'm here with Max.
Hey, guys, Smith. I'm here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Makes sense, all those Smithy remarks over the
years.
Put two and two together. And cool. I got quick four.
I'm here with Tom.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
And of course, Stephen Tries.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, it's
well, I'm a lonesome. Couldn't get a guest for my birthday.
Oh.
Embarrassing, isn't it?
We did ask a few people.
We asked everyone.
We asked everyone.
We asked Ryan. Ryan was busy, apparently.
No. There were a few people busy. Ryan did just say no, I think.
That makes sense.
He thanked us and he said no.
That's sweet.
He said, it's too soon since the last one.
Yeah.
I guess he hasn't built
let
up a
let the viewers say that. You know, don't say it yourself.
Sorry for the comments there.
Yeah.
Dave was down south.
Khaled's up north.
Khaled's up north.
We're up north.
Oh, way up north.
Even
north
than us, yeah.
Yeah, he's closing the sale.
On the run.
Yeah.
Cam's busy with work.
Yeah, makes sense.
Tony is also busy with work.
What?
But we did manage to get someone.
We scrambled.
Yeah.
We scrambled. It actually kind of worked out, I think.
I think we've got the best person that we could have got.
Does the guest work out?
Yeah, 100%.
100%. In a way.
What were you laughing for?
Yeah, why are
you
laughing?
I think you're
going to tell this guest.
Do you know what? And what was he going to do?
Yeah, true.
You know, it is a he.
Weird thing to say about someone who goes and exercises a lot is, and what? It makes me think, what are they doing in the gym?
I don't think he does exercise a lot. I don't think I've ever heard about this person exercising whatsoever.
We'll definitely get into that, won't we?
Apart from once, I think I've heard one story of him working out.
Yeah.
I've heard you doing loads of stories about one workout. You know,
and hey,
same after.
I did three fucking stories.
That's a lot.
Three stories.
It was one of the most boring pieces of cardio.
Three stories on the stairs.
Yeah.
That's enough for me.
It's not a lot, is it? Yeah.
Didn't know you started it, pal.
But yeah, are we ready to introduce them?
I mean, we should really, because you know this can't go on much longer.
Just looking around the room, I can't see. I mean, there is the curtains folded up there at the end. Yeah.
That would have been good, wouldn't it?
That would have been great.
We would have needed more curtains.
Ethan, you're not doing the camera cutting.
Oh no, we've got a green screen today, so it's back to the old fashioned roots.
Oh, spoilers.
Still, you should be making notes, though, shouldn't you?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Because I wouldn't want you doing anything else other than that.
No. Idea on who the lovely guest could be?
Who was that?
Any ideas on who our wonderful guest is?
That's Trevor.
That's Trevor. Yeah.
That's a good guest. Thank you.
Birthday, Steve.
Yeah. I didn't recognise you there. I thought it was like
until the door opened.
I've been in the toilet for 90 minutes, and it's usually only 80.
Got new birthday aftershave?
I think my mum's getting me a new aftershave. She said, I've had some ideas. And she went, you and Zoe, a year pass at Go Ape.
Okay.
I was like, yeah. Or the, you know, the aftershave I've asked for, please. She always has a look at
and just a
rogue
month ago.
Yeah.
Go Ape's not bad, though.
What's
the Buxton
year?
One? Have you been to the Buxton one?
Well, no, the problem is there's none that near to us.
Yeah, that's true.
It's always
far.
Like a bit of a day out.
A year passes and you can just go any time.
Yeah.
You'd have to move closer.
You go once.
My mate Daryl's just signed up for Chester Zoo for a year. He loves it. You go whenever you want.
I know a couple of people that have done like
what?
I've heard of a few people doing Chester Zoo for the year. So
and do you know they've got like these sort of workspaces now where you can go get your laptop out. You can go and
really. Who's doing some, their work at Chester Zoo? Yeah.
They've set up some little spots.
That's a goated comment.
Yeah, you get to stay there for about 3 years until they put you down.
Not putting me down, mate.
I'd love to do my work at Chester Zoo. Would you?
It would be good. Although, are you worried that you know, as you're typing, you sort of you write down what you see and hear? There was a guy at the darts who was he was holding up a sign for his he was like, shout out my son or something he wanted them to do, and he was chatting to me and Khaled as he was doing it, and then he was writing down, I think Khaled had said something, and he was writing down an insult and he was shouting his son, and then he wrote like fucking da 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 da. But yeah, that could happen at the zoo.
We were talking today about, so we were doing a little quiz on the radio, and the one of the people who were on the show gave away the answer straight away, so it really ruined the quiz.
Dings.
And then we were talking about the guy who's on after me called Mike.
Yeah,
he once, instead of giving away the phone number for the radio station, gave away his entire mobile number.
Oh, that's good.
Entire mobile number.
Not even
just
part of it.
He's, you know, I mean, he said to himself, he said this on air, he's 78, getting on a little bit. This was a year ago. He just went 07 and then just gave his entire full. But he also, in the 90s, said that he was on Capital Radio and they were giving away a competition. The part of the competition was, well, you've got to listen out for Michael Jackson.
We're done with this competition now.
It's over. You were listening out for Michael Jackson, and the guy said, right, we're going to play it in the last hour of the show. And it was back in the days when you just play what you want.
Yeah.
And he had a 4-hour show. And everyone and all the legal team are ready first. So what happens is, play Michael Jackson, and everyone calls in $50,000, by the way.
Oh, wow.
In the 90s.
That's good.
Second hour, he just forgot and played Michael Jackson. No one was ready. They had to give away $250,000.
You're kidding?
Yeah, because of the legal ramifications. So he cost the company another $50,000.
That's the biggest Michael Jackson legal scandal I've ever heard.
If you were presenting your radio show from a zoo,
question. Surely that must have happened at some point over the years. They've sent you out to different places.
Often when they've got a new sort of a new animal that's not been born in a while, you get that news story, don't you? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You've seen that now and again, don't you?
Yeah.
Like some sort of koala bear that's not been around for years.
What three animals would you have on?
Great question.
Oh, we're gonna, is this a setup for a role play?
Okay, one's a co-host and two a guest.
Who's the noisiest? Maybe like a bird, like a bird that would get like tweepy.
Tweepy bird.
All right. We'll put up a picture of a tweepy bird in case anyone.
I've always wondered what penguins are like.
Copyright-free tweepy bird.
What their story is. Do you know what I mean? Penguin.
Yeah. Okay. So two birds.
You're quite safe.
Yeah.
Penguin's a bird, isn't it?
So Joe, a tweepy bird, a penguin.
And then what else are you going to get?
Fish.
What else could it? No, I don't want a fish.
Tweepy fish.
I want something larger. Let's go for a giraffe.
A giraffe.
Yeah. Fascinate me.
Yeah.
Tricky to get the mauling shot as well.
Yeah, but yeah, Ethan's nightmare, wouldn't it?
Ooh, no, but I guess you could do it from the top of a tree. And then you just get the giraffe's head. And then it's you and the tweepy bird on one side and a little penguin.
Little treehouse.
Yeah, sounds good. Think it's worth it then if the year passed for the Chester Zoo, should I?
It depends how much it is.
Yeah.
Quick,
price has got to come into it.
Yeah. It could be thousands of pounds. But yeah, my mum's always, she always has like a wild swing. I think because she thinks she's psychic, she might go, oh, I had a dream where, you know, Stephen was a go ape and you're rolling around in the mulch. He'll love this, but he's too afraid to ask for it. But no, you're just wrong, mother.
Have you been to Go Ape?
Yeah, I went. So I went for a birthday years ago, like 20 years ago. God, that's grim. And then I think she must have just thought back to that and gone, oh yeah, he loves Go Ape. In her eyes, it's been,
he's never been
minutes.
Happier.
Yeah. But yeah, she's got me some strange of karaoke machine that wasn't good.
Where is that, still in the house?
No, that's gone. That was 20 years ago.
Wow, karaoke Ape.
Pedo step granddad singing Elvis. Oh, no thanks. Woke up to that. Who goes for a nap during the afternoon on the birthday? What sort of kid does that? But I went, oh, I'm just taking myself away.
You might have had a big morning.
No, big moaning.
Yeah.
Fucking karaoke machine, mother.
mother.
Dad was right about you. But yeah, then woke up to this Scottish granddad singing away. I thought, oh,
do you know this? Do you know Scottish granddad?
Someone's Scottish granddad.
I know him to some degree, but you never really know your step granddad that well, do you?
Okay.
You know? Hey guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon.
at the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to into the sea and for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said,
let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee-wee.
Yes, that was really
nice.
You
did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month.
Our neighbours got new neighbours. Nice guys.
So far.
But we're trying to figure out, because it's only a two-bedroom house, but there's quite a lot of them living in there. As in, like,
so they got,
they're the teenagers. They're like 28. One of them is a, she works, I think she's a nurse. She has an NHS lanyard.
Makes sense.
Right, okay.
Could be a doctor.
Ooh.
Potential.
Opens doors, though.
Could be anything, really.
NHS discount.
NHS hires a lot of people, don't they?
Could be a thief.
Could be a thief. Could have saw someone's NHS lanyard.
Yeah.
And he works in accounting. I know that because I spoke to him for the first time yesterday.
Yep.
We talked about charcoal grills.
Okay. Yeah, oh, nice.
Did you start the conversation?
Well,
you got a charcoal grill.
So we did some washing, and this was a
Tuesday
night. So this is no. We put some bedding in the wash. All right.
Oh yeah.
No.
That's again the laundromat. I'm sitting down.
And then we lived in terrace houses, so then we put our wash out, and then he started cooking on the barbecue.
Okay.
And the waft of the sausages.
Oh,
and Becky loves this bedding.
Best bedding ever.
So I went to bedding and it did smell like burgers and a pounder.
Yeah, but surely that.
Sorry.
Smell like burgers and a pounder.
I
really got you going, dude.
Bit of fun there.
You get burgers, I'll be pounder.
It ruined.
Oh, I'm sorry to say that. But at least it's, you know, sparked a conversation.
And Becky's now a veggie, so it's even worse for her.
Yeah, she's veggie. Yeah,
that incident put her off?
No, not that incident. Ages ago. So she went to bed smelling.
So how did the conversation get to the grill then? Did you
like sauce on the sheets?
As soon as he's got a side salad. I asked him, I didn't go out, I just sort of looked and I thought, oh, I judged the situation here.
It's just a situation.
Just peeping over the shed, over the fence. You're right, mate.
Well, I very kindly offered him, because it was a big group, I very kindly offered him some camping chairs I bought recently.
Nice.
There's a couple of them standing up. It's no way to have a barbecue. Yeah.
No.
Unless they're cooking.
Do you want some chairs? They said yes. Not gone back yet.
Well, I mean, if you did give them chairs, it doesn't sound like you would lend. Do you want to borrow some chairs or do you want some chairs?
Sorry, no. If somebody went, do you want some chair? I don't know. I don't think I'd just keep them.
When do I get them back, Tom?
What?
When do I get them back?
When you next need them.
You need to start the barbecue.
Because if you need them for Saturday, then you'd go on the Friday and just go, oh, can I get those chairs back for tomorrow? But then you worry that you say you're having a barbecue and they expect an invite.
True.
Yeah. And as they look after
the chairs. If you wait till the last minute, they might be using the chairs.
And they look after them well.
Buy new chairs. Yeah. It's too late.
I've gone a bit chairs mad recently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've bought loads.
Well, you're fine then, aren't you?
Cam doing this with Coats and M&S. Now you're going for chairs.
He's right about M&S, by the way.
Yeah, I've heard.
It's brilliant. I have gone B&M mad.
Poor quality.
Or as Wasman would say.
Excuse me.
Adam.
What's wrong with B&M?
Sorry.
You were grateful for your bar, mate.
Champagne living.
Yeah,
I don't mind.
What about your B&M toilet for your bar?
I've spent a lot of B&M.
I'd use it.
A lot in B&M. But,
I'd use it.
Yeah, no, I would too. I fucking love to. Better than a bucket.
Could you join the queue? Because me and Joe are using it at the moment.
And I'm your cashier.
What?
I'm the cashier
for a fucking toilet. You having a joke, mate? What a joke. You don't even work here. Just because you put on a suit doesn't mean you can claim to be a cashier.
Got to make money somehow.
Yeah, don't go to toilets claiming to be a cashier.
20p, please.
He's on 80k.
I was on The Weakest Link this week.
Yes! Brilliant! That's class!
I can't say what happened.
Did you enjoy it?
Do you know what? I did enjoy it. Sure, it was good. It was nerve wracking.
I bet it was fucking Weakest Link's tough.
Because Ramesh comes out. Well, no, the first rounds I always did easy. So Ramesh comes out and all the celebrities, and I don't class myself as a celebrity at all, we're all quite nervous. And I was like, oh, it's not just me who's shitting themselves. The music starts and then he does the intro and he's real slick with it because I think they do three a day now, so it's like,
oh really,
get them all banked, and then this will be coming out in the very good. Yeah, banked. I did get to say that in January or February.
Did. Yeah,
yeah, I did. Yeah, I don't worry. I banked. Yeah,
did that say who you met?
Roisin Conti was on it.
Great.
There was an actor who'd been in Emmerdale for 25 years called Tony Audenshaw.
Nice.
He was really nice, and he said, well, I was speaking to him and I said, so when you started on Emmerdale, what was the length of contract they gave you? Like, what was it? Because he's been on for 25 years. He went, no, it was 3 months, and then they just kept renewing it. 25 years.
It's all right, isn't it?
Career that is.
Theme to this celebrity, or you just
No, they do themes. This was just people that are free on a Monday morning.
Can you hear the dramatic music when you
Yeah, they play it.
Oh, that'd shit me up.
spooked.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be spooked.
The worst part was they go around one by one when you do your intro. You say, where are you from and all that stuff. And they said, and the guy came in before and was like, so you're going to say, you're Stephen, you're a content creator from Norwich. I said, well, I'm not really from Norwich. Something that I was for. He was like, oh, where are you from? And I was like, St. Helens. And I was like, I don't want to say I'm from St. Helens, though. You know, it's a bit grim. So we settled on Merseyside.
Nice, that's good. That's
he said, we'll do Merseyside. I was like, oh, thank you. But then it comes round and you have to wait for your queue. I don't think I've ever been so awkward in my life. Well, I mean, I have. So I was like, I'm Stephen. I'm a content creator from Merseyside.
It shit me up. Yeah, weakest link is nerve-wracking. You're by yourself.
But I was, so the night before I was in Glasgow because they film it up in Scotland, and it was the, what was the England game? England-Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
So I was going to watch a bit of that. And then they said it's delayed for now. I thought, right, I'll get off to bed. And I woke up at 4 a.m. because someone in the next room was playing the match out, and I could just hear Wayne Rooney doing some analysis. And I think that was one of the guys from the, who was on the show, who was really put me off, actually ruined my sleep.
Yeah, was it like when the Mexicans went outside the England hotel and
exactly like that, exactly
fucking the
like
guy
that
from Emmerdale blaring out music outside your room and put you off?
I was fuming.
How long does it take?
Do you know what, the bit before is like when you're waiting in the green room for a little bit, then they run through how to play it, and a lot of them did know how to play it, which was alarming. I think this has been on for years. Yeah, some of you are really thick, I thought to myself.
It's a staple, isn't it?
Yeah, this is it. Do you know what I had in my head? I don't know whether Ramesh Ranganathan has made this joke or Tony Wright has. I was like, there must be something in Tan Robinson. He must have done that joke.
Yeah.
Or Tony will have done it as a Twitter handle. I didn't say it on camera, don't worry. I'm Tan Robinson. Yeah, we're going to do that again, Stephen. But there was a bit where I swore under my breath.
Oh, wow.
And then they were like, we're gonna have to go again. Someone was swearing. I was like, "Oh my god!"
Oh,
I thought they'd just be able to cut my mic. You know, like it's not live, is it? So everyone was looking around. I blamed it on Tony from Emmerdale.
any other quizzes in your sights then?
Oh, I don't know about quizzes, but I think the dream stuff's like Taskmaster and Would Have Lied to You. That'd be good. I'd like to be on with Lee Mack. Chase, well, I got to host that in the Simon did it. But yeah, it'd be good to take on the chases, because even if you mess up the cash builder, you then got a little bit of a chance.
Loads of chances.
Yeah. There was an awful quiz on before the England game when a match got delayed. It was
pointless.
Like, no, Alan. It was like you get a card and you have to kind of. It was like a party game.
Mr. and Mrs.
Don't worry about
the quiz.
What is this game?
It's a new quiz. I thought this is fucking awful. Do you know what?
You know what the rules are? So you get a card.
Basically, it's like two of them will get a prompt.
On BBC or ITV?
I think it was on ITV before the game. So there'll be two teams.
It was
Alan Carr and someone, and then I forget who else it was. But like two of the people will get like a prompt, and then they have to like say a word and act the word out. Like they have one moment to
play
do
charades.
It. Kind of. It's like a weird, shitty charades. Fucking, they make anything these days.
Well, not anything.
Yeah. Is it called Password?
It could. Yes, it's Password.
Okay.
It's awful.
Did you see that in some of the pubs they did have? Well, they had the screens on. This
pointless,
is England game, and they had Pointless on before they started to turn the volume up for the England build up. And a couple got Pointless, and in lots of pubs, there's different.
Yeah, limbs. Great,
that. Mexico went home Pointless.
Great game.
Great fun.
Busy, mate.
Best game of the World Cup.
At what point did you start supporting England in the game? Was it when they scored the third?
No, I still appreciate it as a great game. I think Norway will be a bit tricky, but if we beat Norway, then I'm
I'm
all England. If we're playing Argentina.
I like an underdog.
Yeah, until we play Argentina. Because I hate Argentina.
Yeah, they're not very nice.
Yeah, they're not very likable.
I think Norway will be too tricky, though. I suppose this is coming out afterwards. So.
I'm on...
No, Friday.
Is it Friday? Friday. So we still don't know, but I think Norway...
Did you check your watch there?
My watch is well out of date. I don't know how to really work it.
Is that a date?
And it goes off on the... 2 o'clock at 2:44 for no reason. And it really gets me. And I have no idea why.
It spooks me.
And I have no idea how to change it.
Why'd you wear the watch then? Just as a, like a sophisticated professional.
Is there a wearing watches here? You got a nice watch.
I'm not a watch
wearer.
You're
not a watch boy. What you got?
It's got my steps on this one.
How many is it saying?
How many is it saying?
Ooh.
Check his Instagram story. He loves that.
6,400.
Not bad going.
Not bad.
And walking around your living room later, do you think?
I've done it in the past.
Hey, Max.
Go on.
Sounds like walking.
Yeah, big time.
Not the living room. Not big time. I'll do that alone in my room.
Martin Lewis, the money guy.
Actually, he does it, does he?
He's addicted to getting, I think, 20,000 steps in. Yeah. Steps in.
Oh, so right.
I thought you were going
to say. Industry secret.
So at night, he will just do laps of his bedroom, he's admitted.
It's tragic.
Just
to try and he's get admitted. It really weird. Yeah.
God, that is strange.
Do you not have a walk?
A lot of people do that. Like that, just you know, they get to a certain time of night and it's like, oh, I need a few more. They'll just do a few laps.
Yeah, it's like OCD, though, isn't it? Yeah. There's that guy who tries to look, or who's desperate to live as long as possible and look as young.
Brian,
and he's got
incurable stomach disease.
Yeah, so
what?
you push yourself. Yeah, yeah.
The stuff he was doing was crazy. Did you hear about it?
It's like injecting his son's plasma.
He's got a blood boy, which is someone that he would drain all the blood from.
No, not and all it, the blood, is it?
Well, no, so he would replace...
He would replace all of the blood.
He would give
from
this guy, like, whatever blood, and he'd take the blood from this kid and put it in himself.
See, I'd be hesitant when I asked them, where's the blood from? And they went, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Hang on. That's not going to So, you know, you push yourself too hard with these steps, you're going to get an incurable stomach disease. That's facts.
When I watched some of the stuff he said, it did make sense, like, go to bed for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That makes sense.
He's a genius.
Don't look at your phone for an hour before bed. This is the guy, the millionaire, trying to stay over. He's went, put your phone away an hour before bed. I try and
do
that.
So you kind of sold you on that and you bought into the blood boy stuff a little bit.
Yeah, I've got my own blood boy sat over there.
I wouldn't get his blood.
No. Why? I love his blood.
I've got a blood boy.
It's like a sickly Victorian child.
He's more like a blood boil.
He loves the
sauna. I'm so healthy, man.
He loves the sauna, right? Yeah,
not Ethan loves the sauna. The guy, that guy loves the sauna.
Ethan, are you partial to the sauna?
Oh, I love a sauna. I do it as far as I can until I'm about to pass out.
Like 30 seconds, I reckon.
So is the kettle.
In the changing rooms.
13 minutes.
Still heating on in the car. 13 minutes.
That's a good amount, isn't it?
Yeah. Can you imagine Ethan with Tyson Fury and Klitschko? Who's going to last the longest?
That would have been a brilliant three-way.
Oh, I'd love that.
Ooh, sorry, no.
It's a horrible way of putting it.
Yeah, there's saunas I know that you can do that.
Yeah, there are,
yeah. Yeah, same.
What would you do if you head into like a David Lloyd or a fancy gym and you get to the sauna and you see Ethan's face pressed up against the perspex window?
I'd just try and lock the door.
Would
you need help? You'd see me and go, help.
No, he's having fun.
Oh, he's having fun. I'd leave him.
He's pressed up against it.
He's pressed up. Yeah. Hands and his face.
But he's got a grin.
He's smiling, yeah.
Well, he's smiling. I'm going to leave the man there.
But so you were going to go in the sauna, but now you see Ethan that.
Oh, well, if his hands are up. And God
is this against the door?
No, the perspex window.
The lovely window next to it.
Why am I pressed up against it?
Yeah, why is he? I thought you were getting...
Yeah, bummed.
It's not the sauna. It's the steam room.
It's
quite difficult to see the depth.
At any point, it could be you in the steam room.
It's like a mystery, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd help him out in the steam room.
What if it's just the automatic doors into the foyer?
Then I'm thinking, Ethan.
Has he got himself pressed up against them? Because they're automatic.
Doing sensor.
You're not four, have you, mate?
They're still moving.
Did he cash it? Only works when they're closed. You do a podcast with Ethan.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear him say stuff, or he talks about something he said on this podcast? He might never do this. And you go, why are you wasting it on here?
There's a couple of things that he likes. You get the first dibs on the great stories.
Wow.
You do. You actually get the first dibs on the great stories.
That's an honour. Thank you,
Ethan. You do. That's great. Like, that fucker's already said... Ours isn't out till, well, Friday, but like, so you got a week on us.
Have you ever held something back for Sloppy Joe's?
No, I just spill out everything, really. Apart from, there was the drunken email story, I think. I pipped that, Sloppy Joe's pipped
that
one.
Oh, I love
one.
That.
But Stephen added
the picture
that
after.
Really bad, wasn't it? What's the picture?
Did you see the response? He doesn't know.
He wasn't on. You got a response?
You
tell him, Stephen, what you've fucking done.
So I was reading out the email.
So this is—he's gone to see England. They can't get the screen on for the second half,
and he's involved himself in, you know, someone else's problems.
Yeah.
So then I was reading out the email, the passive aggressive, you know, 6'2" bald email, and then I thought it'd be good because they hadn't responded for a while.
Yeah.
That's bad form.
To give them a little poke of such, and I sent one of Ethan's selfies where he's got his thumbs up saying, "Do we have a deal?" Because he was asking for a refund. Well, I was just helping you out there, Ethan.
And did you get a response?
I haven't got a response.
Oh, what's guys the point? I think we need to email them again.
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, I was thinking,
CC your dad in.
I'm a bit desperate for like finding somewhere for the Norway game, and they still got tickets there. I was thinking, could I? But I backed down.
Yeah, don't.
No, don't
go. No, I can never go back.
I can sort you out wherever you want.
Wherever. That's kind of
what you
said. We're showing it at the Frog and Bucket, if you know.
Close to the Frog, actually.
Yeah, we are.
That'd be a great place to watch it.
That'd be lovely. Yeah, I'd love that.
And if you're up at the top, you can throw beers at Max. No,
that's
cool.
That's fine. Not about it.
Where are you showing it?
What's this?
What? Are you showing it at your place?
You're still going. Fucking
whoa!
Hell.
You're still going.
Well,
it's coming for your fucking business, Tom.
I meant Tom. As in, like, you loaned a TV, didn't you, the other day? That's what I meant. Is that
no,
TV still
there?
Yeah,
the TV's still there. No way you meant that.
You're still
going.
That
doesn't make sense, does it, in context?
Do you know what? Watch it at the Frog and Bucket. Enjoy yourself.
Mm. Yeah, well, you disinvited us last time, so
I'll watch it at the Cat's Pocket.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How come? Stephen's going. I'll come. I'll be there.
Oh, cheers, mate.
What's he up to? I'll be there, guys.
Have you been up to anything fun recently that you haven't already mentioned in
I interviewed Brian Cox the other day. You know,
yes.
Professor Brian Cox, the guy who's great at science.
Gay.
Wow.
Great gay guy.
Slip of the tongue there, mate.
Did I?
And the rest.
Brian Cox, the very famous scientist.
You are what you suck, Brian.
He'll start thinking too much about life and
what are they saying?
Do you know he grew up in Oldham?
Did he?
That's where all the good scientists grew up.
I knew he's from Manchester.
Who are the other scientists from Oldham?
A couple of others.
Be less specific.
Well, Oldham's got a great dark bit where you can watch the stars.
Really?
So you used to go there and watch it. What's it called, Ethan? Is it over the Pennines? Where the serial killers.
Are you talking about the moors?
Buried there.
The Saddleworth Moors. Yeah. So kind of when you get to like Oldham Rochdale there, the city really ends and it is Saddleworth.
Yeah.
Rochdale, as he calls it.
But did you listen, a little bit of hope for everyone. Do you know he didn't go to uni till he's 25?
We went to Salford uni.
But he was in a band, wasn't he?
We're also 33. But I'm 33.
You're 34 for a start.
But he dreamt.
Combined age. We all dream. 70.
That's fun, isn't it?
Heck, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, Joe.
Quick, man. 62 over here.
I talked to him about stars.
Yeah.
Good.
He loved it.
Did you do like a cheeky one where you talk about Hollywood stars?
Yeah.
That's good. George Clooney's got a new car. I don't know why he spoke
a new
like
car.
That.
Sorry,
probably.
No, right. He's selling out. He's selling, you know, the Co-op Live, the big arena.
Really?
George Clooney's car?
He's sold out the Co-op Live.
I think Zoe's going to
star
that.
Watching.
Yeah.
So he's really into all that sciencey stuff. And we went to one of those things where the
planetarium.
Yeah. And I fell asleep.
I couldn't be
asked. Yeah.
It's quite relaxing.
Or just boring. You enjoy the view and obviously the...
Is it somebody speaking
the
over
boring
it?
Nature. I think for science, I just dozed off.
I'm not really into it, but I'm into people who are into what they're into. Does that make sense?
Passion.
Do you know when someone's like, I bloody love this?
Yeah.
Mm. And I like that.
I love crisps.
I love crisps. I do like crisps.
Brian Cox on crisps.
I'm mad into me crisps, you know. I'm crisp mad.
Bought three bags from B&M.
Name all the crisps.
bloody sat on them. So never be chairs.
Bloody neighbours have two of them.
Would you be interested in going to like a crazy telescope that you could.
Oh, what, like a bendy one.
Like, just, yeah. Like, oh, crazy.
Like the Hubble.
You see your own face
is it
when you look through it.
The Hubble telescope, is that
someone's
the one
in space. Around it.
We've got one near Macclesfield, don't we?
Yeah.
We've got one. What was that one called?
Big Craig. Telescope.
Craig, the telescope. Look, it's not the Hadron Collider, is it?
The Hadron.
Hadron.
That's
the Collider.
That's not Macclesfield, then.
No.
So what's the one in Macclesfield called? It's so good.
The Hadron Collider in Macclesfield.
Apparently, that's it's just unbelievable.
There's always a few dotted around. But
you
can
see the galaxy next door.
But yeah, you can get like really good views of the planets in our solar system, like really detailed. So would that be of interest?
Oh, no, I'm too stupid.
Just look at a picture, isn't it?
Sometimes when I... You know, look up at the sky and see a few stars. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd love to see, like, you know, like the dark sky and just all the stars.
You love the dark web, don't you?
Love that dark web. Yep.
You're in the living room.
Get all my,
But even the moon confuses.
What'd you do on that?
Nothing. I don't even know how to get on it.
No. Who's buying that? The dark web?
Dark web?
You turn it into Ask Jeeves, do you?
Not even got a password.
I remember I was...
What's the telescope called?
You are the dark web.
It's called the Drovel. I think it's
Jodrell Bank.
Or Lovell.
Jodrell Bank. Yeah. Yes.
What's that?
Ever been?
Receiver.
I was gifted a telescope by my dad, I think, for my 10th birthday.
It's keeping your eye on your mum.
Better than a hug, isn't it?
Yes. And he took it back up.
Watch the neighbours hugging.
And the rest, son.
Should be hugging the neighbours.
He took it off us and took it back to his house a week later because he wanted it.
Oh, you joking.
That's a nice dad.
I know, yeah.
How long did you get it for?
He sounds like great.
A week.
A full week.
Something like that. I remember.
Did you enjoy having it?
Yeah.
Do you have siblings?
No.
He has loads.
That explains a lot.
He has loads of step ones.
Stepthons.
He has loads of half sons. And those stepthons. How many half brothers and sisters you got?
Three.
So when you asked him, does he have any siblings? And he said no.
Is it?
What he means is yes, but he's got three.
Is it offensive to call them half? Because I did this to you, Max and Liam. I said, oh, you've all got half siblings.
Well, I've got three step siblings and a half sister, which is my dad's daughter. So I think that's the difference.
Oh, can you tongue kiss?
You're so wet.
I wish.
Oh, Ethan, I'm sorry, mate. I didn't know.
To the telescope of us last time.
Yeah, but you get on with your step siblings, don't you?
Too well.
Not too well. They go camping and that. No, they go to the Lake District a lot.
Until the camping trip.
I had that from a barman before. He came over to meet my stepsister in the bar and he was like, oh, is it like one of those relationships? Do you do porn and that? And
what?
Like, oh, what?
Where's this?
The barman.
The barman.
It's
near the abyss, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so.
Was the man bald? The man who said the weird comment?
Oh, no, he was young and strapping.
Oh.
Right, he's the weirdo now.
Sorry.
I'm making you.
Do you do porn? Well,
that's me done
you
for
do now.
Now.
No, say. That's what you done. I mean, the guy who put stuff on his chin. You know, the guy who's doing the rounds.
Oh, the chin-a-rooney guy. I was looking, thinking, can you do that? Or can anyone who's got like a beard? Because surely that softens whatever you're doing.
I interviewed him. And this isn't just a new thing. He's been balancing stuff on his chin for 6 years.
His dad's testes for one?
No, chin a Rooney. And it's only recently he started just to film it because he saw everyone just filming stuff. So he put stuff on his chin. Have you seen the guy?
No, yeah. I haven't.
He did like a really massive scaffolding pole.
Trying to break
the
world record.
How does he lift stuff? Because it's quite heavy, isn't it?
Some stuff he needs a helping hand, but as soon as he gets it on his chin, he's got low centre of gravity.
Ooh.
And he can balance it.
How do you even find out you can do that?
Has he got a big chin?
Building site.
Big chin. Just, just strong.
Huge.
Can you imagine you getting work done on your house, you look out and they're filming content? You'd be fuming, wouldn't you?
Some guy with a scaffolding pole on his chin.
He's put it all on their barbecue. He's put the shed. He's put ladders. He's put a big pole. He's trying to break the world record 2 weeks on Tuesday. So the world
record. What's the
record? We're getting there. 71 foot. 71 foot pole. Is the record to balance on your chin for 30 seconds, and he's getting one made in Warrington.
Wow,
100 foot, and he's going to try and. But they've got no way of getting it here to Manchester, so he's got to go there and do it.
Oh, it's a faff, isn't
100-foot pole.
Would you come watch it with me?
Yeah.
I'd come.
Get the telescope.
Yeah, man.
When is this?
2 weeks on Tuesday.
Are
you busy, Max?
Are you doing it for the news or are you just
doing
it?
I think so.
Well, we did it for just as a bit of lighthearted entertainment.
God, you're so corporate these days. Lead-headed.
A bit of a break between that and...
Just the regular grind.
Regular grind.
Where were you on holiday recently?
I went to Malaga. Malaga's good. Lilo's have changed. Okay.
In what way?
They don't sink as much now.
They've got... Cheeky twat. They've got better. Yeah. So you stand at... Remember, let me picture back. Crocodiles are gone. Done. Yeah. There's these new ones now that come in like little bits of Lilo with a netted seat for your bum, so your bum can stay in the water.
That's amazing.
And you can float like that.
Or you can lie on your front.
Unbelievable.
Hide a boner.
I know, I'm not hiding a boner. But it's been a while since the Lilo game did change. We just got so used to it, didn't we, Max?
No, there's the one of the unicorn, like the England team sitting on that one.
Yeah, unicorns are still kicking about. Rubber rings are, but crocodiles have gone. And those sort of rubbish bed ones where you lie down and there's big... Yeah. They're done. Gone.
Done.
I really enjoyed diving through a rubber ring. That was good fun,
Caught a few times.
Yeah. Like the scratchy plastic.
Did anyone ever have an inflatable animal?
What do you mean?
In the pool.
Oh, right. Oh, right.
Yeah. Not just as like a friend.
This is a shit chest, is it?
Still do me work here.
No, it isn't, Tom. Sorry. No. I wish I had more to give you. Did you?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think I had a crocodile.
Did you do that thing where you were nice to the family, on holiday and go, the people that have just arrived on holiday,
give them
your Lilos.
Just leave it lying around.
You
go,
I'm getting, and we're going now. There you go.
No, I took them home.
Yeah, deflated.
But we had four. Because obviously, pop it. No, we had a different animal each. So
pop it for the family who's just rugged up.
Did you go to Marbella?
No. We just didn't do much. We just chilled out.
Marbella for the evening.
Becky read books.
Yep.
Books what?
I watched the... Yeah, it's true. He's not allowed in Malaga.
How many books did she get through? Because I feel like...
Three.
Wow.
Do you know which ones they were?
That's crazy.
Kids' books. Oh. No, they weren't. They were pretty good, hefty, like...
Mm. I don't know how people do that. Some people go on holiday and read a book a day, just fly through.
I'm not a reader.
No.
Mm. What?
I struggle. I watched series one of the new...
The title of this podcast.
Fingers. Shut up. I did eat a lot of crisps.
A lot of crisps.
What flavours? Hamon,
paprik. There's
what's got them here? Paprikery.
They have good swirly ones that we don't have.
Ooh. Not just salt and vinegar.
Unbelievable. No salt and vinegar. No. They don't do it in Spain.
They have like dill crisps and stuff.
Yeah, crazy that.
What's the dill? Yeah, there's always like a tomatoey flavour as well in Spain.
Oh, they're good. Them really like them. So I ate a lot of crisps. Watched some telly. Swam in the new Lilos.
Should we do some celebrity gossip?
Yeah, I've got some celebrity gossip for you.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Never had this before.
Never had it, yeah. Just see how you get on with it. Should we get the jingle?
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Caleb Cooper, the breakout star of Clarkson's Farm, tied the knot with his long-term partner, Tasha. Co-star Jeremy Clarkson celebrated by keeping his Hawkstone beer and cider flowing on tap during the reception.
Glue with the cancer, Jez.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
This podcast has changed.
Has it?
I don't know. Actually.
I really panicked. Summer's coming to the end now.
It's a nice... You take it as it is, it's a nice podcast.
It is
a nice
lovely
message.
Sentiment, that. Lovely sentiment, yeah.
That's bad, great.
Well, it's nice to have you laugh. You lose.
Oh,
yeah. Joe, awesome. Is there any chance you could join Tom or Max? Max or Tom? So since I was six, I wanted to be a comedian, and so that's 25 years now of just that passion burning away. I thought I'd put all that together into this segment. Joe, you'd have to have your eyes closed. And I've really, really conjured up what I think is the best work I've ever done, and it's in the form of memes. They're called really memes. Popular on the internet.
Memes, what are they? Oh, we'll find out now.
Yeah, the kids love them. The adults love them. Hopefully, you guys love them.
Do you know what a meme is?
I could guess.
What a moo moo is.
Isn't that like a shiwi?
Moomoo's like a big dress, isn't it?
Oh.
I think Homer wears one.
I've made about 8 or 9. Is there any chance you could put some water in your mouth just so I can monitor if you do laugh? Because we're always going to VAR. It'd be good to just have a nice clarification on that.
You ready?
So I've got some hilarious memes that are just, dare I say, hilarious. Wait for Ethan to get to the point. Meme. Yeah, got it. Is it the foursome? Funny picture.
That's mental.
Do you want another sip? We might as well keep going. Sorry,
that's definitely going to the fucking wheel. Very good.
Great
memes.
Right. I've just not seen the part of you in 42.
I don't think I've seen that ever.
So a while ago, I was thinking, oh, I wonder if there's any pictures from when we used to go. And then Jesus. I was looking at the time and I just scrolled up on one of my
bang that for one.
How big I was. Good lord.
Right, he's not the referee anymore, but if Joe went first, we have to spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
How exciting.
I mean, obviously, I know I went, but after Joe, didn't
should
I?
Should Tom have a... There's usually like an extra name, isn't there, for that? Should he be penalised in probability?
I'll say T and E is Tom.
Yeah.
So the big proportion is on Tom.
So if it lands on M, it's Max. Yeah. T and E is Tom. Any predictions?
It'll be me, won't it?
T.
Oh, fuck. My God, amazing. That's unbelievable. Oh. That's unbelievable. That's incredible. You lose.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's a birthday miracle.
No, it's not.
The odds were stacked against me. I'd accepted it. I was already thinking of what I was going to do.
Well, do it then.
Out of nowhere.
Give your boy Smith some ideas.
Old Smithy pops up.
Oh, you shouldn't have laughed at that Khaled one. You know, that was Khaled's karma.
It's good to have a laugh. It's good to have a laugh. It is good to have a laugh.
I thought he was that meme. It's your creep named Khaled. Got him.
Great stuff.
Yeah. It is a birthday podcast.
Like a chair podcast.
Do some birthday stuff. Yes, I have a bag of gifts.
Oh wow!
I've got a gift here. I know you. I know you love autobiographies.
Yes, and, yes.
You've spoken about this person a lot, so ooh. I hope you enjoy this.
Thank you. Oh, is it? Is it? Oh, this time next year, the truth will come out. Wow, A Life of Positive Thinking by David Jason. A million copy best-selling author.
Wow. It's a lot, isn't it?
An absolute hoot.
Big number, that, a million.
It's crazy.
It's a lot.
Thank you very much, Max. I know, you enjoyed it, mate.
Is there a picture bit?
I hope not.
Yeah. What if they put a sensor bar over that? That's weird. Ooh, a Newcastle slang phrase book.
Oh, if we ever do Straw and Jammu again.
Or another XO video.
Yeah.
The Lash.
Yeah.
To go out with the intention of getting drunk, but spending most of the night sending an email to the owner of the property. Right. No, that was a Geordie thing. Divi, producer of podcast.
That's nice.
Bait. Food. Barn. Oh, so how do you say
Ben.
Why is it called bands? Why are they called bands?
So Dan Byrne is Dan Child.
Popular phrase is shy Ben's getting out. You won't know what this one is
until you open it.
Oh, I think I do.
I don't think you do.
And I think maybe, you know, you learn from your mistakes and you learn. That's interesting.
It's a dinosaur.
Yeah, well, I think it's a specific one. Diplodocus? Diplodocus, how'd you call it?
Diplodocus.
Diplodocus, yeah.
I'm not too familiar with them, yeah. I like its stance, though.
Yeah. Why have you got him a Diplodocus?
Oh, it's just a lovely gift.
Just love dinosaurs.
Education.
Every day's a school day.
But be careful, because between the body and the head there, that's probably the weakest link on the body, so you don't
Between the body
that.
And the head?
Yeah, so you need to be careful with that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
That's not
really...
It'd be embarrassing if something went wrong with that, yeah. Is this what we call in Manchester an Ethan? Mug.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my favourite employee gave me this mug. Hang on, what?
He said it. He said it. Clip it.
Oh, employee!
Wow.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
You've only got Ormrod and Luke to compete with.
And I've come out on top.
Thanks, Ethan. Yeah. I'll drink a canny cuppa.
Yeah.
Canny cuppa.
We've got some other gifts in the bag.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, should we have a bit of fun with it? Like, you know, like...
Oh, I'd love to.
Like, gave me the opportunity to guess my gift or guess who got it.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
So I thought maybe, I've got a few here, you could maybe have like 5 guesses at each. And if you get it, you're going to get the gift anyway.
Because they are for nice, you. Nice, nice.
But if you don't guess it in 5, maybe you get a wax strip. And if you do guess the gift, Joe gets a wax strip.
You can wax my lower back.
Thank you. Yes.
Do you want to do that, John?
As a birthday treat.
Should we get involved?
I can do a wax strip on the lower back.
Why don't we all have a wax? I tell you what, I'll go first, but why don't we all have a wax strip?
It might be funny like if we build them on Joe.
Build them?
Yeah. But you said you wanted your lower back waxing.
Yeah, I won't mind it. It's getting, I got a few remarks on holiday.
You can open that.
Just trying to open it with my Diplodocus. Yeah.
Could wax me gooch.
Happy birthday to Harrogate's number one town fan.
Yeah. Okay, so gift number one. Do you want to feel it?
Yes, please. Yeah. Feels like clothing.
It's a bold choice, that, to buy clothing for someone.
Yeah, it's bold.
I would guess maybe shorts.
One guess.
I'd say one guess.
If it's one guess. Well, based off that reaction, I won't go shorts. I'll go a top.
You guess shorts.
Can you guess top?
Sorry?
Then he guessed
top. Yeah, I know, but he's already guessed shorts. I feel like, you know.
No,
he guessed top, right? Fair enough.
Oh, wow. That's a bit like Borussia Dortmund.
It is, isn't nice, it? That one. Tries 31. Love that.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Try and guess what the second package is.
That feels like shorts. Shorts, please.
Shorts. Okay. It's a good guess.
Yeah.
It could be the socks.
My God. that bends like socks. Socks, I'm going to guess.
You guessing socks?
Yes, please.
Locking socks in.
But it was shorts.
They fucking tricked us.
Though. Nice shorts.
Nice.
2 wax strips for Steve. There you go.
Thank you very much. I'm going to guess socks.
Yeah.
Oh. We got away with that.
We got a lovely full kit there.
Very nice.
Yeah. You wear that on the Patreon.
I probably will.
Don't give a fuck off. Oh.
Guess a little trickier.
Even I'm not sure which one this is.
Can I have a feel?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, that's well out. I don't know what the fuck's going on there.
You'll go nice with that.
Yeah, I'm going to guess scarf, please.
Okay, he's gone scarf. He's locking scarf in.
Oh, it's a hat!
Yeah, for fuck's sake, why do we think about the hat?
That's a great hat.
It's a belt.
That's good, son, isn't it?
Belt of a hat.
Lovely.
This has to be a scarf now, Sean.
Yeah.
We don't know, Joe.
Here we go. Joe might try and wrestle this one off you.
Don't say what you want to say.
Chicken wing.
Is it a chair?
Yeah.
A chicken wing.
You'll find this one very sexy.
Ooh. Oh, it could be some sort of... sorry, Joe. I think it's something to do with dogs.
Yeah, so do I.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Could be we'll to do with my dog or a general dog.
A new lead.
Joe, get out.
But I'm going to say it's a... I've got
a guess.
Cool.
Is it going to be a Harrogate Town dog collar?
No, that's too niche, isn't it?
Okay.
Maybe.
I'm going to go a dog mask type of thing.
Okay. With a mask and a collar.
Was I right? I have no hair left. Oh, it's Harrogate Town.
It's a matching.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. That's very cute.
Harrogate Town, what?
Dog shirts. Wow, I didn't know they did all this stuff.
That's great. We had a great
day. Their fan shop is great, yeah.
Yeah.
You went to Harrogate?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Did you go to the afternoon tea?
The queue was crazy. The queue was like around there.
He's locking slippers in.
Yeah, they've got to be.
I have been wrong before.
It's the Harrogator!
Harrogator.
That's cool. Wow.
That's brilliant.
I didn't know they had all this.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Harrogator.
Yeah, I thought he was a little mascot there.
Very cute, isn't he?
That's very cute.
He's cute.
Popular in Harrogate.
Yep.
The Gators.
Great name as well, Harrogator. Big fan of that.
Brilliant.
Yeah. One more.
This isn't a mug I'd
choose. Wow. Yeah. Joe, this is... This is probably going to be peanut butter and a spoon if I know Tom. It's like giving heroin and a spoon to...
Do you love peanut butter that much?
I'm partial to it, you know, if it's...
If you've got your own spoon, obviously I'll take that back.
Dirty spoon, that, isn't it?
Is it?
Did you wash it?
I washed it.
What did you wash it with?
Shit.
Wow. Oh, very nice.
I'd have a finger of that.
Get out, Joe.
Yeah,
seriously, get out
of that. Yeah, it's horrible. That.
Oh, God.
Absolutely disgusting.
I love the oils at the top.
Fucking awful.
That's
peanut oil. Ethan, do you want to come and do the wax strip? Do you want to wax Stephen? Come on.
Take one for the team, mate.
Do you want to rip it off?
Yeah, sure thing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't too bad.
Oh, well, I'll rub this one in a bit more.
Yeah. No. You should see his face. Happy birthday.
Wow, thank you very much.
Happy birthday, mate.
Should we get Joe back in and do the cake?
There's
a cake?
Yeah, we'll get Joe back.
Birthday cake.
Wow, what a we'll do the outrageous cake. Birthday.
Yeah, got Joe to go get it for us.
Wow.
Sorry.
Sorry. One second.
Hello.
What? What the fuck?
Sorry.
Hello.
What are you putting on? I'm going to go pretty well, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. What's your
name?
Sorry,
I'm not going to lie. I have no idea. So, who are you?
Kate McCann.
I'm Kate.
Birthdays. You love birthdays?
Happy birthday, Stephen.
Thank you, Kate. What's your surname?
What?
My surname? I just called myself Kate.
Oh, right.
Are you the woman that I messaged yesterday?
Yeah.
To bring the birthday cake in?
No. I'm birthday Kate. Hi, Stephen.
Hello.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm blowing you out.
Pardon? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Stephen, from birthday Kate. Happy birthday.
You can understand the mistake here.
Birthday
surely.
Kate. Get out. Seriously.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Kate.
What kind of a career choice is that?
Sorry, Kate.
I've got another booking at 7.
Have you?
Yeah, can't wait.
Who's booking that?
Tried to blow me out.
But anyway, Stephen, happy birthday.
Thank you, man. I've been spoiled.
Yeah, happy birthday, mate.
That and birthday cake cocking a leg during a song.
she cocked
and
the legs.
Ethan, don't you dare edit out the farts that Kate was doing whilst.
Oh, I won't, Stephen. I'll leave that in.
Thank you.
How bad were they? Scale of 1 to 10.
They really kicked up a stink.
God, were they long or were they going to be like quite were they sharp?
Varied. Varied. It wasn't.
Varied.
Yeah, it wasn't the same sound over and over again.
Mm. Oh, God.
We wouldn't do that.
It's a nightmare.
A long one as she was leaving.
She was leaving.
And still going on now.
Like birthday. I'm booking her.
I think you've got a lovely birthday themed Stephen Lies for us.
I do.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh, yeah. He's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Three stories, obviously, and I've picked different birthdays within the family. Okay,
very
within
good.
The family.
Okay, so what have we got here in terms of lies and truths?
One truth, two lies. Okay?
That's good. Okay. Yeah.
One truth.
Yes, one truth, two lies. Okay. I'm my mum's 50th. I, incredibly drunk, nicked all the forks in the pub called the Deansgate on Deansgate, meaning that we were banned from said pub as a family, as an event, as I went round and made it my mission to steal all the forks.
Wow.
Okay.
Two, for my dad's 60th, only recently in January. Me gran, poor hips, Una, tripped down some of the stairs. Not all of them. We need to make sure people realise
this wasn't... stairs.
It wasn't that serious, but it was serious enough for gasps, a little bit of tears from my Auntie Christine. But my dad, whose 60th birthday it was, loves vanilla ice cream so much, and because it was in front of him, just continued to eat it.
Oof.
He got a bollocking at the end of the night.
Okay.
On his big birthday.
Was it more steps than Max has done today?
It was halfway. It was 6 steps.
3,000.
3,000
steps. Wow.
And when I was 10.
You can't pass up on vanilla ice cream, though.
Would have finished it by the time she hit the bottom.
When I was 10, my dad was a little bit obsessed with recycling. Or was it when I was a little bit older, like 12? And he threw away some of my birthday cards before I even opened them.
Ooh.
And we created a deal where he'd owe me, I think I got 50 quid. Because he chucked away in the recycling the majority of my birthday cards. God. And I still think about that to this day.
Nick's forks, grandmother falling down.
Grandmother falling down.
So why did you steal all the forks?
I just got it in my head that we needed more forks.
My
mum, so I was going to uni in September.
Okay. Yeah, but in Salford.
Yeah, well, I needed
just
forks.
Come back over.
And they
so you're old enough to know that you shouldn't be stealing forks.
Yes, but I've had a few too many pints and I got a little bit giddy and we had carrier bags, goodie bags. And I thought, I wonder if level one was easy to do because we were on a private level there. That was my mum's 50th. All the forks from the buffet bag, all the forks on the side near the kitchen bag.
And did you deem the knives too obviously dangerous to steal? They'd worry about that. Oh, there's a load of knives.
I like my fork to knife ratio to be 5 forks to 1 knife.
And what about spoons? Where do they come into this?
So I nicked all the forks, and then the tricky level was on the way out trying to steal the forks by the actual main
kitchen. So you felt like you didn't have enough forks after you've stolen everyone from the buffet?
Yes, and then I got a little bit, as I thought to myself, if I've stolen this many forks now, I might as well go the full way. Steal all the forks from this entire pub.
Better
and to this day, we're
sheep.
Still using said forks for Christmas.
I think does the band still stand? If you went in there, would they go?
They've got new owners now. Yeah, it's now a Green King, so we're allowed to go back in. I have been back in.
God, so crime does pay.
Yeah, and they did send a very arsey.
Were they good forks?
They're the posh one.
So were you still able to maintain that 5-to-1 ratio? How many knives did you have at home?
Got quite a bit of knives. Like quite 10, a lot of knives. 10, 10 knives.
Did you take any to uni?
Took loads. Loads came with me to Salford on Fish Road? I made that up.
Fish Road. Where's Fish Road?
I got bad memory about Salford Uni. I stayed in the IQ walls or whatever.
Oh, Sleaford Road.
Sleaford Road.
Fish Road.
Sorry, I got that thought of it. I'm a bit tired.
You're an IQ. Yeah, you're an IQ with Ryan.
What's that?
Yeah.
I may have lent him a fork. If anyone came knocking, I'd just hand
just
them out.
Just handed out forks.
Grandma Una.
Oh.
Had a fork.
Had she been drinking?
She doesn't drink that often. Although she was partial to a Bailey's at the end of the meal, because we're coming to the end of the meal, don't forget. Mm-hmm. She's had lasagna and chips.
So she's probably tired as well.
Lasagna and chips.
She's a favourite. She's tired. She's been on her feet all day. She's been at the clubs. She goes clubbing, but not like clubbing. She goes, there's churches near here that put on bingo during the day.
Got you.
She loves it.
You win doing the rounds.
You win like tins of food and stuff. So she'd come out. She's gone up. Unfortunately, this Italian that we go to, Cheadle, Bellini's.
Bellini's, yeah.
Do you know it? Ever been?
Yeah.
Ever been?
I had a great sorbet from there.
Unfortunately, though, where are the toilets, Tom? Up the stairs. Thank you for answering.
They're
up the stairs. So as she's coming down, she's done
quite literally.
Well, yeah. She's took a stumble and she's made the...
Is it a windy staircase?
No, it's sort of like, you come into the entrance, don't you, and they turn and they go up, if you can think about that.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah, I know where they are.
And the last 4 or 5, she's fallen down. It won't let my dad put off the fact that he's having his... birthday ice cream.
Should have gone for the sorbet.
He loves vanilla ice cream.
Really?
More than any other. Birthday cards. Yeah. Dad was, and still is quite obsessed with recycling. He'll wash out your pots, like your little tins and all that. Do you do this?
Do with some like pasta jars.
Pasta jars. He's obsessed. He's gone a bit mad. So he just did one big clean the day before my actual birthday. Did a lot of paper recycling. The cards went in the bin.
That's foolish. And how old were you?
10.
Yeah, £10 a card probably at that age.
Not including the coins that could have been sellotaped on. But
yeah, no, that's true enough.
We didn't negotiate.
Surely you'd notice the weight of them though.
I bought these Cossack vodka prints from like a magazine from like the 70s on eBay. Like they had all like, you know, like Roy Lichtenstein pop art stuff, like POW and stuff. But it was like... I don't know, just having conversations or something, but they were really cool, really like vintage things. Fucking, they were in like really thin packaging when I was ordering loads of stuff for the bar. I spent like £40 on these, like the Chris threw them away.
Oh, he did.
In the recycling, yeah. He had a bit of a recycling, you know, like, oh, I'm just bearing in mind.
Yeah, sometimes recyclers go mad.
But he's not really, I thought it was safe because he never does it, but he just went mad one night and threw it on, and then, yeah, what are we thinking?
One's a lie. No,
two lies.
One's the truth.
What are you thinking, Smith? You're dressed like the detective.
The fork thing, I just don't think you would do that.
Yeah.
I don't think you would steal
Isn't
loads
that
of forks
very
at
weird
17.
Lie.
Yeah. And old people do fall down.
They do.
And some people ignore it.
Can be funny. Yeah. But you shouldn't laugh.
No
matter how much you want to.
Your dad throwing your cards away again. I mean, you know it's your son's birthday the next day.
Yeah.
And surely you'd see, you wouldn't, the cards wouldn't just be strewn about everywhere.
Unless he's opened the cards, taken
all that cash.
And then said, oh, I've thrown all your cards. I'm so sorry. No.
Got 100 quid. So give 50 to your son.
I never thought about that.
And he nicked 60 and gave you 50.
Yeah, he's got a brand new Casio on.
Oh, that's all right, isn't it?
Ice cream.
Paid off the mortgage.
I'm believing the first one the most.
The forks?
Yeah. I think it's a crazy thing to lie about, really? Otherwise.
Yeah, no, that's true. But all of them,
he says it's true.
I think Joe's saying that he
first or second for me.
Did the first floor and then went to the second floor. You've got a carrier bag with like, there's going to be loads of forks in there.
Yeah, but can you imagine
clinking,
a 17-year-old
jingling?
You've got to imagine. It's not just funny. I'm not putting a carrier bag, sorry, I'm putting it in one of my mum's gift bags.
That changes everything, doesn't it?
And I need to say, I got the floors wrong. We were on the first floor.
Yeah.
I went down to the ground floor and then exit.
So you're the top, so you're the first floor of the Dean's Gate.
Grandmother one is very believable.
Yeah.
And she was fine and it was only a couple of stairs. So
I'm believing the second one.
Yeah.
But he wants us to believe that.
That's so true.
I'm not having
the
cards. I'm not having the cards.
No.
So yeah, I'm happy to go with the consensus, but I think it's one or two.
I'm similar. I'm thinking one.
Okay. I don't mind going with birthday boy today.
Okay.
Going with one.
Okay, Ethan, got any ideas?
Cheers, I'll back you.
Great.
I'll back you. Number one.
Number four
one.
Listeners. Number silent
one. I can
sidekick.
Tell you that one of the lies was, of course, the birthday card you were spot on.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So where's the truth? The truth is the forks.
Hey!
She's got to be carried away. And I thought they were all there. You know, you sort of get your cutlery tubs.
So how many did you take?
At least around 120.
What? 100? That's mental.
That's worth a lot of money.
And they found out?
Yeah, they found out because they had no forks left.
But how did they know it was you?
Would have to be... Well, you said that the whole family was banned.
They didn't categorically
blame
me. They sent an email to mum, who was the booker of the party, and just went, listen...
Yeah, you're done.
We don't want your customs. We don't want your custom anymore.
Never set up
can't find
Dean's
any
again.
Of our forks.
That's disgusting.
So funny.
Demigras are never welcome anymore.
I'm going to bring some in. Just on that, every single person, because we're getting married in Easter, every single person I try and book something with, they always want to see me. As in, like, really see me, because I do worry that they think I might be... So when it comes to weddings...
What do you mean?
From a certain background that might turn up to the venue and just...
High-risk travellers.
Go a bit mad.
Oh, right, okay.
Have you got a venue yet?
Yes, we do have a venue.
Yeah. Do you want to name it?
No, I'm going to keep that close to my chest, but you're all going to get your little... What's it called?
RSVPs.
RSVPs.
Sorry.
Is there a...
little sorry.
Is there a dress theme?
Is there a theme, yeah?
Just
I think
smart,
marriage.
Smart, yes. Marriage and love. Theme, smart. Yeah. Love. Hey,
yeah. I'm ready, mate.
How involved are you in the wedding? Are you saying, I want these flowers? Or we don't want flowers.
No, I'll let the flowers.
These chairs.
I'll let the flowers do. I let my mum loves flowers.
Yeah.
She's with Becky in charge of the flowers.
What are you in charge
of? I've sorted the ice cream man.
Right.
And he's promised me. By the way, my dad does love vanilla ice cream. He's promised me unlimited raspberry sauce.
Wow.
No, never promised Joe that.
And that's the best bit, isn't it?
We got ice cream. We got raspberry. We got no cups.
But that's the best bit. He said we can keep the bottle.
Wow.
I said, are you sure?
It's not unlimited then if it's one bottle.
Well, he said we can have two.
I love raspberry sauce.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, like. It's
yeah.
But I'll make sure there's a couple of extra bottles for the boys.
It's a shame, you know, that's one of the biggest things being vegan that I miss out on, like...
Raspberry sauce?
No, just an ice cream from the ice cream van with raspberry sauce. Just a classic ice cream.
Are you going to cater to the vegans?
Yeah, there'll be some...
If Becky's a vegetarian.
Becky's a vegetarian, so...
Really wants to
get some vegan ice cream. Oh, do you want to get that really easy Walls one? Just the skill. I'll send you a picture.
Bring your own, mate.
Send you a picture. I can't bring a tub of ice cream.
BYO, beat your ice cream.
Here's my wedding gift.
Can you have the comb?
Joe, seriously, there's somewhere I can put this...
The wafer.
Yeah, I can have the wafer. Okay, yeah.
Well, the wafer. You can get 2/3 of the dish. It's not bad, is it?
A dish.
Dry cut.
Is this a dish?
If it's unlimited, raspberry sauce, you can just get a cone and fill it with that.
So it's not unlimited ice cream.
Bottle.
It's unlimited raspberry sauce.
Yeah, it's not unlimited ice cream. That's a fucking fortune.
Do you get one, or do you have to pay for it?
Huh?
Do you have to pay for it, or have you got enough that everyone go and get?
Yeah, I've got enough. I've got enough.
Got enough. Yeah.
Have you ice creams?
Open bar.
Fuck, open bar.
Oh, I'd love an open bar.
I'm I'm chipping away at an open bar.
Okay.
No.
I probably will as well.
I think you're friends with some reprobates.
I just don't invite them.
Some money on my birthday. I put some money behind the bar for the first until it ran out. I don't know if you got lucky for that.
No, I didn't. It's fine.
Did you not? What time did you rock up?
I wasn't that late.
Did you get lucky even for the free drink behind the bar?
I think I might have a couple of beers. Yeah.
But fucking hell, that's why you
couple
didn't
get a couple of beers.
Fucking hell.
Full pints.
Two, three, four.
Yeah. And a pint of raspberry sauce.
Yeah. The rest. So I'm going to try and do that maybe so if everyone gets there and has a nice little. A couple of surprises.
Oh, okay.
A couple of big surprises. Yeah. Ooh, very excited.
Have you written your vows?
No, not yet.
Are you going to write your own?
No,
oh, got GPT job in.
Yeah, yeah. My name in a good vow. Taylor Swift vows were 20 minutes long, weren't they?
Oh, that's
bloody hell, it's excessive.
That's 40 minutes of vows.
Yeah. Oh, what, is it 20 minutes each?
Each.
Travis Kelce's not writing 20 minutes of vows, is he?
No.
I bet there was a deal on there, 20 each.
A deal.
He's not doing
a deal.
I'll give you 20 minutes.
Look, we'll make a
deal.
She
doesn't want to hear him speak for 20 minutes. Oh, she's written all those albums.
Yeah.
She's probably done his.
Were there crowds outside?
No.
Possibly.
Was it Madison Square Garden?
Because I'm pretty sure, because I wasn't, I don't know, maybe this is incorrect, but they on the big screens outside, when they got married, they put just married, because I think they were expecting crowds, but there wasn't anyone.
They locked it on
respectfully
pretty well,
stayed away.
Yeah.
Apparently everyone has to give the phone away.
Yeah.
I'm not like, give away. It away. No, give it, hand it in. Like a prize.
Thank you.
Jay-Z's phone. Everyone has to give their phone
in. Keys in the basket.
And they all got it back at the end. So you couldn't take a picture of inside, but you got it back so you could say you've been. Oh, no, there was a midnight embargo or something like that.
I think they put on, the place cards. They were all personalised so they could see if anyone leaked information or like...
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Paul McCartney sang. And he sang, I Want to Hold Your Hand for the first time in...
Oh, like...
Many, 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 many years.
Yeah, something like 50-odd years.
So it's a joke.
Yeah. 1965.
Yeah, he's not sang that since...
For the first time in a long while.
Yeah, many, many years. Adam Sandler did the...
because it was Ryan Seacrest cancelled the last minute.
Really?
Because he
probably
had
a blessing.
Yeah, like he cancelled. That's mad that. But yeah, he had some sort of gig on, so he had to cancel. Yeah, so Adam Sandler.
Is that like over here getting your thing done by Stephen Mulhern? Isn't that like Ryan Seacrest sort of thing?
I think it may be Dermot O'Leary.
Dermot O'Leary, yeah.
I wonder if Adam Sandler did one of his wacky characters with learning difficulties.
Water boy.
My mama say, you can do it. Travis Kelce clapping away.
Stack do. So we're going to have one in February.
Well, maybe we'll get an invite.
Yeah, I'm hoping so, yeah.
Have you been to a stag do before?
Oh, I've been to a stag do.
Have you been to a stag?
No.
Have you been to a stag do?
No.
Played some bowls.
What?
Who stag do you go to?
Yeah, we played some bowls in Chilton at the bowling green.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking
it was a more
that
traditional thing after that. We just said pub crawl, but yeah.
Who's is this?
A fellow I used to work with at Tiger.
Yeah, same.
Sean. Remember Sean?
Did you not get an invite?
No.
You'd be invited. And if you want to level it up...
He did one shift handing out glow sticks.
Yeah, but still, you know, I'm sure, mate.
Well, I thought that football golf could be fun.
Football golf could be fun.
Do you know what? I was meant to work this weekend and then they said, there's been delays. And I was like, I could do something for my birthday. But I really struggle.
Why don't we get on a kayak?
Oh, why don't we...
We'll get on a kayak.
Do you know there's kayak golf people... Drop you. Do you know that where we were? Did the football golf? They drop you off there, and they pick you up in Chorlton.
Yeah,
2 hours.
I fall in.
Yeah.
And it's dead hot this weekend. It's like 28.
Yeah, it's golden that.
Yeah, so
somewhere really cool. Then go chill factor or something.
Oh yeah, and then
play some real golf. Yeah.
Joe, I was looking at that, but then you'd probably get told off, wouldn't you?
I'm not a golf person.
I'm not a golf. Don't have the patience for it.
No, I've got the clubs.
I got some clubs on Marketplace.
Where?
Some guy was giving away free.
Really?
Yes, well, I'll
really?
Pick him up. Yeah, full
did
set.
Did you do a favour or something for him?
No, he was like, I'm just not playing anymore. Just like, you know, they're just gathering dust. So yeah, I picked him up.
Do you know he's got a good swing?
Go on.
My partner, Becky.
Really?
Unbelievable. She used to golf as a kid.
Really?
You met an app for swingers, didn't you? Imagine that your wedding day.
She's the best.
Who invited him?
Do a few gags on the wedding day.
Ooh. Yeah.
You doing a speech?
Shut up. We haven't decided yet. That's still in the.
You got to do. You talk for a living.
Yeah, but then that's why I don't think she likes that.
All right, that's fair. I'm of a radio X
maybe,
person.
She just maybe just wants silence. Well, not silence, but
silence on their wedding day.
Sound of plates clattering,
forks being stolen.
My best man will set to do a speech.
Yeah,
my lady.
Is he going to be one who's trying to get loads of laughs?
Well, the last, have you told the story about, so he's been best man, so we had a, we with those three of us growing up, all best mates, still really, really good mates. One of them now is a policeman. It's a sort of rags to riches story. It's like a sort of Jamie Vardy, you know, coming up through the ranks. He wasn't a policeman straight away. Tesco security.
Okay.
And on his last day, because he had the rule of the roost, do you know the Tesco's in Stockport?
The big Tesco, the one by the on the motorway, yeah.
He went up and sat on the E of the Tesco's and had a wank.
Sorry. No.
With his legs dangling.
Sorry.
So if he said, I've had a wank on an E, you'd think, oh, you've done ecstasy. You've dropped a pill. Not the big,
which
the
one?
Big,
the
big
Tesco
one in between the T and the S.
I've not asked him that, actually. I think it was the E.
Get him on the phone.
The closest one to the thingy. So he just sat there, leg swinging, thinking, last day.
What?
I think he laid back as well.
Yeah. So he's been thinking about doing this for a while.
Oh, you know, do you know what it's like? It's like in school when you left school and you like did crazy stuff. He was leaving Tesco, he was going to better things.
Yeah, but surely the police force, it. What if they went, sorry, we've got footage of you wanking on the over the letter E.
He didn't, I don't know where he finished. I don't think he finished.
He did it over it.
Did he? Yeah, no, I didn't say he finished there.
Bloody Andy told the story on as his best man speech.
That's fair enough. That's is he going to retell it for yours?
Yeah, I would like him to. It's a classic.
You'll never guess he was on the S.
Very visible from the M60, that.
Yeah, I think that was the adrenaline rush. But you would never look at the E as you're going on the M60 thinking,
if you see
is
a
that
bold
a man
sort of shining in the sun?
Yeah.
What time of day was it?
Dusk.
Okay.
Don't forget it's 24 hours, that one. Or used to be. It's the
final question.
Final question time. I'm not going to believe
what
I've done here. No, Stephen, this is the final question.
Oh, play the jingle then.
I've already done that, I think.
How does this work?
So this is going to be the final question of the podcast.
Surely that was the final question. How does this work?
No, because there could be another question after
that's
that.
That's true, actually, yeah.
Are we permitted to ask each other questions after you have read this so-called final question?
Right. Yes, I suppose.
So then that would be the final question.
So this is like the...
This is one of the questions towards the end of the podcast.
Do you have that?
Play the jingle.
Make a new jingle.
All right, okay, that's just played, everyone. Wow. Okay, here is the final question.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
I'm not 100% sure. This is going to be my last question.
Oh, okay.
What
is your first question as well, though?
It might have been. I don't recall the first question.
You've not really
asked
a lot of
questions.
Yes, this is one of very few questions I'm going to ask this podcast. You're going to be a bit stunned by this.
Doubt it.
If you were to take a zero away from something in your life, what are you choosing? Now, that's a very clever question for the other day. I asked if you to add one.
Yes, I remember.
I love that birthday theme as well.
And it did well as a clip.
I did think what I'd add one on to. Probably be my running speed, an extra zero onto the miles per hour I could
do.
I thought about
maybe
it.
Maybe I'd take a zero off my marathon time then or something. How quick would that
be? Good.
That's clever. I'd probably do it in 5 hours. Oh, probably 50 minutes.
Yeah, it's real good.
That is quick, yeah.
All right, 66 hours. So I'd do it 60, an hour. Bloody hell.
What about the amount of sleep I need?
So if you need 10 hours, Kip, you only need, that's a belter, that actually.
If it requires eight, where do you go from there?
Well, how many minutes, though?
Yeah, minutes, your minutes.
Yeah, we'll
that way. Clever, you.
So it'd be 64 minutes I need, I think.
It's good, that.
How
maybe not that
many?
Much. No, 48 minutes.
How much I spend on council tax?
Ooh.
That's good.
Or just general tax?
Just bills.
Great new character.
Yeah.
General tax.
Maybe the amount of calories I need to eat in a day.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Just
is that bad, though?
Maybe the amount of time he spends fucking about with his food.
Save me a lot of time. Save me a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. Maybe my weight.
Yeah? What would that bring you down to?
2 stone.
Scary that, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, you'd be really ill, Max.
Like 20 stones, so yeah. I'd probably be dead.
I'd love to beat you over a fence if you were 2 stone.
You'd love to beat me over a fence?
Boot.
Oh, boot.
Beat me
just as bad, isn't it?
How far away things are?
Things, just all things.
I'd like miles. New York to be closer, so we could just go there on the weekend, maybe.
That's clever.
Yeah,
but think about the overpopulation getting closer and closer and closer.
Still got a bit of the sea in the middle.
Is it just New York?
Or time it takes to fly?
How many minutes it would take to fly? Yeah.
Oh, that's a belter.
Mm. Yeah.
So then you can get there without.
So like, yeah. So what's Dublin?
It's Dublin's like, at 60 minutes. Is it you go up and then you go down.
I'm pretty sure it's like four. It's about 4 minutes.
Wow.
4 minutes to Dublin.
Mm. Be in the pub.
Oh, just think, you just go to Dublin for a Guinness. Or several.
Have a price. Take a zero off the price of a Guinness.
Yeah. And can you do this?
Can I do this?
Yeah.
He can't. He lies about this stuff.
I'm a serial liar. That's a problem I've got.
Sorry, that was Weetabix.
That's good.
Yeah. Cheers, mate.
Yeah, man. If you were to take all the way the
hey?
it's not funny.
Sorry, go on.
Should we take it all the way?
No, I was just going to say, if
you take, bold of me.
Take all the zeros away from Cheerios, you'd have churros.
Sorry about him.
He's probably no cereal because they're all.
Yeah, they're all so
he's not well. Bless him.
Just milk.
I like it though.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Well, thank you for the final question there, Ethan.
All right, okay. Yeah, you're done with that then.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, well.
There were some other questions after it.
Yeah,
and the final question has been Joe asking, can you make this happen? Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, I really liked it.
I
really liked it.
Did you have a nice time?
I've had a great time.
Yeah, it's been a while, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Let's come again sometime. Thank you, Stephen. Hope you enjoyed your gift.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question? My final question.
Final question.
Ooh, okay.
Will there be a Wingmen video in 2026? That's to you two.
I hope so.
It's up to you.
It is up to me.
Oh.
But it's up to the BBC, I guess.
Yeah, it's up to the BBC.
The BBC actively deliberating.
I think they've probably forgotten about it.
Probably have. I can't imagine,
I've got a little sheet where I have to say things, or should I say it's an online portal where you have to declare things that you do outside the BBC. And it says Wingmen, and it just has a little amber light, and it says pending.
Oh,
you need to chase them.
Sure, it doesn't
chase
say them. Painting.
Paintings.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we've got a Christmas video that we have to wait now till Christmas.
I don't even think it can come out because I'm pretty sure half of those things don't even exist anymore.
Yeah, but that's the fun of it.
Including half of Max.
That's true enough.
You're going to do turkey wings for Christmas?
Airplane wings? Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney's old band?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
They wrote that brilliant James Bond theme.
Yep, Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Or Jonathan Ross watching Lord of the Rings.
Yes, good. Night, everyone.
Good night.
Yeah. Good night.